Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, it's Alicia Marie
and Remy Cruz.
And we're so excited because we have a huge announcement for our podcast, Pretty Basic, and we're dying to share it with you.
We are joining the Dear Media family. Yay!
We're so excited because we've honestly had so many just exciting things with the podcast. Obviously, we started it 5 years ago and we're always changing and evolving. And we are now signed with Dear Media for a network.
We're so excited for like a new, fresh, clean start. This is the first time that we're making such a big change in Pretty Basic history. So that's really exciting. So excited for new guest opportunities. So excited for bigger projects. So excited to just be a part of a fun family. I love Dear Media podcast so much. I listen to them on the daily. They are some of my favorite shows ever. So to be amongst those is very exciting for me and hopefully very exciting for you guys too.
And nothing about the pod is changing. It's still going to be my crazy dating stories. Woo! Maybe your crazy engagement stories. Woo! And all things pop culture, lifestyle, girlies, internet stardom, and everything else you love about Pretty Basic. So nothing's changing, but we are at a new network and we're excited to do bigger and better things. I hope you enjoy this episode.
Pretty Basic.
Hi guys, welcome to this episode. So I just wanted to give a little blurb. If you guys watched two episodes back, then you know that Cal and I are engaged. We're so excited. And we actually recorded the one that you're about to listen for the week that the engagement episode went up, just in case the engagement didn't happen. So sorry if that's confusing. This episode is a little bit delayed and we recorded it before the engagement happened. So I wanted to give you a little heads up on timeline, but make sure you stay till the end of this episode because it is really funny.
And I seem like a bitch because no! I was gaslighting you the entire time.
We talked about this in the engagement episode. So please go listen to the one with Alicia and I if you haven't listened to it already, or listen to the one with Cal, Alicia and I, because that's going to be so cute. But at the end of this episode, I was talking about the idea that maybe I'm getting engaged that weekend and I was so excited. Little did I know that Alicia knew the whole time and gaslit me the entire time.
I'm just excited for people to know this prior because without any context, I really look like I'm like one of those friends who like want to see you fail. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like
like you are already like engaged. Yeah. And you're like so like, upset. Yes. You want to be. Yeah. Yes. No, I fully see
so
that.
So anyways, for your content, baby content, we are leaving it in. And that's all you need to know.
I love you.
And I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings.
No, you didn't. Well, you did, but now it's okay. Love you guys. Bye. Hello guys. Welcome back to Pretty Basic. I'm your co-host Remy Cruz.
And I'm your co-host Alicia Marie.
And she is peppy and ready to be here today.
I'm just excited to be in the studio.
Me too. I'm so happy.
I'm also comfy.
I love that.
I'm like sitting crisscross applesauce. Mm-hmm. I was too lazy to put my shoes on.
It's giving like you're going to cry on the couch episode, even though you're not.
Really?
But you just feel very comfortable, very like therapist's couch situation.
Oh my
God. And I kind of look like a therapist right now.
I guess you kind of do. Legs oh my God. Crossed. I had my first in-person therapy since before COVID.
How'd it go?
It was so weird. Like I felt like deja vu because I'm like, whoa, I know you so well.
Yeah.
We talk all the time, but I haven't seen you in 3 years.
Was it the same exact place that she was at before too? Or is it different?
It was the same place.
Oh, well, that must be really weird then.
It's a different place, but I had been to this place once before.
Okay.
And I just, the whole first like 10 minutes, I felt myself being so awkward. And I was like, oh my God, this is so weird. I was like, this is so weird. And she was like, what's weird? And I was like, it's so weird.
Probably just like out of body.
Yeah, it was just like, I definitely felt, it took a while for me to like feel comfortable just because I was like, well, this feels so, like it felt like a stranger, but I knew it wasn't.
Yeah.
And I was just like, damn, this is crazy. But thoroughly enjoyed it. Going Friday again.
Do you prefer it in person or over the computer?
I feel like over the computer is nice because it's like feels low stakes. You're in your house. But I really feel like in person's the next step for me because it's like, push yourself out of your comfort zone, Alicia.
Do you feel like you could have more vulnerable conversations in person? Or do you think that it's just going to take you a while?
I feel like this one was kind of like a catch up just because I was like, oh my God, I haven't seen you in so long. But I definitely, I don't know. I just felt more nervous.
Out of your comfort zone. I think I would have to be on the computer only.
That was great for so long. And now I'm just like, okay, like the next step of me getting more comfortable is like be in uncomfortable places. Put yourself in things that normally freak you out. And being in person, I noticed myself like not having eye contact much with her. Ah. And I'm not like, I don't have the best eye contact, but I also don't have the worst. And I was aware that I was having bad eye contact.
I feel that too sometimes.
And that made me realize, oh my gosh, Alicia, like chill. Chill.
I'm sure though, like it's just going to get better as time goes on.
Yeah, but I think I'll feel good being like, wow, like that made me nervous and now I accomplished that. But anyways, that reminded me because you said you're in therapy and I was like, oh my God.
We had like a little therapy session just now.
I know. It was crazy. We've been traveling a lot lately and we're traveling again and I'm behind on all my shit.
By like shit by like work or like yeah. dishes?
No, work. I did unpack already though. Are you proud of me?
I didn't even unpack yet.
And I organized my dirty clothes in the hamper. I still have to like put away some of the stuff, but it felt good. And I'm like, is this what it's like to have my life together and be Miss Remy Ashton? Like,
I mean, I didn't unpack. Mine's still sitting there on the floor.
I'm sure you did something else though.
Dear God, every time it just got, what do you think I do Please, all day? Sex. What do you think I'm just fucking all day long? Little bunnies.
That audio was like.
You just, every chance you get, you love to throw that one out. But yes, it's true.
I read the first book in the Twisted series. Love series. Didn't you recommend it to me?
I don't think so.
Oh, bitch, I got it. I finished it.
Is that the one you were reading in Miami?
I finished it.
What's the Twisted series? Is it just like a really smutty series?
So good. It's so, I finished on the plane. I handed it straight to Ash. I was like, here you go.
I've been reading the same book for like actually probably 3 months now. And it's called Icebreakers. The thing is, I know people probably crushed it in a day. It's just like, it's long, it's interesting, but I'm just like not super invested in it.
So lately I've been in that rut because last year I was reading a lot. And this year I feel like the last few books I've read up until recently, I just wasn't into. And then The next thing I know, 8 months later, I haven't even read a book.
Yeah.
So the last two books I read were so good. I highly recommend. And the first one was Too Late by Colleen Hoover. And the second one is Twisted Love. So any good book recs anyone has, please leave them below. A little spicy romance is always something I love.
Cal's mom is a big reader. When I went to see her and saw Beyonce with her, we had like a long drive together and we were talking about like books because she's literally an English teacher. She loves reading and loves all the smutty things. And was telling her how I'll feel guilty if I start a book and I need to finish it. But then like I've gotten through like 90% of this book. So I know I will finish it, but like it has been like from 30 to 90% has been forever for me. And she was like, I've learned if you're not into it, like a couple chapters in, there's nothing wrong with starting a new book. Like Why put yourself through that?
I agree. So
I agreed with that. And I'm going to take that into the next book. It's just when I saw her, I was still reading Icebreakers.
No, there was one book. It wasn't Icebreaker, but it was, I think it was another one you recommended.
The one that I recommend, Merry Little Meet Cute.
Oh, that one I never got into. Oh. I couldn't get into it. But you know what? I'm not like a Christmas Hallmark movie person.
I loved it.
I was like, I was just not into it. I get it. I felt kind of bad. I was like, oh, damn. Like, I should read it.
When it's a recommendation too, you're
like. Yeah, I'm like, I'm sure it gets good. But maybe, honestly, maybe during the Christmas season, I'll read it. Because it is like.
It was cute.
Wintery, you know?
It was like movie set.
Yeah.
She was a porn star.
Yeah.
And he was an actor. Mm-hmm. Ex-boy band.
I feel like it took a while to get going.
They took a while to get going. That's what we were just looking for.
No, I was like, no. I honestly was like, some of the names were confusing me and I was just like, I'm over
it. It's okay. Anyways, I this morning have decided that I am going to move.
To New York?
No, I just need a new house.
What happened again?
You guys, I mean, we all know the saga of my house. In case you didn't know, I bought my house 3.5 years ago, my dream house. I was so excited. And every day, there has been a new issue. I literally had to sue the man that built my house because there have been so many issues. This morning I was getting my makeup and hair done and then I hear this bah! And I look at Haley who does our hair and I was like, oh! And then I was like, oh, you're turning the curling iron on. And she was like, no, I wasn't.
Did she blow a fuse?
No, it was a fire alarm. And so then I called Cal because I was obviously getting my
Sorry, I just pictured
Cal. I did. I called him on the phone now. I called him. I was like, hey, did you hear that beeping? And he's like, oh, I was wondering what that was. I was like, I think it's a fire alarm. Can you look? And so, or smoke detector. And then I hear him go, Remy? And we all like look at each other. He's like, can you come here? And I was like, sorry, guys. So I got up and Haley and Alexis were laughing because they were like, it sounded so like calm, but also so serious at the same time. So I walk upstairs and he's on a ladder in my room and there's water dripping out of the smoke detector coming through the ceiling. Also with the earthquake, there was a crack in my wall. So like, I am ready. I'm ready to leave. I love this house so much and it is my dream home. And I'm so sad that like it's caused me so many problems. Every day there is something new with this house.
I think you should move.
I think so too.
I thought that for a while, but obviously didn't want to like make you, you know what I mean?
I do think though, I'm like, even if I leave, obviously then the person who moves in is going to be dealing with all these issues. So I'm like, what do you even do?
But at least you, one, it's gone up in value so much already. Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Still.
And then two, like you just put those on.
Just redid my office.
Like in the inspection report, it just says those things. So they know what they're getting. It's like, you know, it's not like you try to hide it and lie. Like they get their own inspector. They go through and like they'll have little things, but especially in this market, it'll sell so quick.
I'm really sad because I like, this is my dream home and it was my first home ever. It's brought me so many problems, but I think. Oh, actually, Cal did text me and I need to read the text after about what the plumber said about what's going on in the ceiling. But I am on my last straw and I'm pretty sure it's going to be something very small and I'm going to be like, I'm gone.
No, you.
We're done.
I feel like you've already been on your last straw. Like the fact that that guy built it illegally, like.
I know.
Little
I just had to share that I might be moving. Maybe I'll move out of LA.
Remy. You do this thing where you say things. And I've learned to let you think those things.
Here's the thing. My whole plan, though, was when I have kids, I wanted to go back to be by my family. But I want a family in a few years, in a couple of years. So it doesn't make sense for me to have a new house in LA and then have to leave again so soon. So, I mean, I was just thinking this morning, the water dripping from my ceiling had me thinking and I'm going to explore some options.
You should.
Thank you.
You should.
Thank you for the support.
Always. New York? Yeah.
Not New York. I would stay close, but I just don't know how much longer I can live where the ceiling floods. There's now more cracks in the ceiling.
I get it.
Water's coming from everywhere.
I get it.
There's a lot going on all the time with that house.
Your office is beautiful.
Thank you. I know. I just redid it. I was like, God damn it. It looks so good.
Dang, well, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm used to it now. Nothing is worse than when the ceiling flooded multiple times, when my house flooded multiple times.
Yeah.
But anyways, what else is new?
Okay, well, I went to New York recently and I met up with a friend and she was telling me this dating story of hers that she had mentioned to me before. But like I blacked this shit out at some point because when she was explaining, we had other friends there and she was explaining it to the friends because I said, oh my God, you have to tell them about your Valentine's Day story. And she's like, oh my God, it's insane, and starts telling it. And there were so many small things about it that I completely forgot about. And I was like, oh my God, can I say this story on Pretty Basic? Like I won't say your name. I won't say like, you know, it'll be anonymous, but like, can I please tell it? It's actually hilarious and crazy. And she was like, oh my God, yeah, I don't care. Like, go for it, for sure. So I need to tell you this story because it's insane. She was saying how she was like seeing this guy and, you know, like I liked him, you know, things were kind of like, we're going good. And Valentine's Day was coming up and we had been dating for like 8 weeks, maybe like a little over a month or something like that. He hits up her friend, right? And is like, hey, I want to get her something. What would she like? Now,
oh, that's so sweet.
As any best friend would do, she goes to her friend and she's like, hey, what do you want?
Yeah,
like,
true.
Like, you know, it's still kind of new. It's not like they've been together a long, long, long time. So she's like, you know, what do you want? And then, oh my God, she gets so excited. She's like, oh my God, like, I really like this necklace. And she's bougie too. So she's like, oh my God, I love this necklace or like this ring or like sends her all these links. And she's like, oh my God, is it the Cartier this or whatever? Like, this guy's got money, right? So she's like so excited. She's like, oh my God, what's it gonna be? And the next thing she knows, she goes to work, okay? And on their whole like company, it's like in New York. So it's the whole like level. Like imagine Teen Vogue offices or Devil Wears Prada.
Okay.
Like it's like that type of environment. So she's like doing her work, et cetera, whatever. And someone's like, hey, a delivery just came for you. And she's like, oh my God, what is it? So she like runs over to her desk. There's like these big, beautiful flowers. Aww. And there's this box, right? And she's like, guys, what do we think it is? Is it the shoes? Is it the neck? Like what is, so everyone on
everyone
the whole
crowds
floor. Everyone's crowded. They all know what's going on, right?
Okay.
And she's like, dude, like, oh my God, what do we think it is? But like basing the size of the box, like literally like picture like 20 coworkers around you. So then she like goes to open it and she's like, okay, well, it's a smaller box. And like, I was thinking like, well, whatever, whatever. You know, and she's like, what, like, what? It's all irrelevant. Like, but let's see what he got me. He opens it and it's M&M's.
Oh, wait, only M&M's? All that for M&M's.
It's M&M's. And she's like, oh, not my Cartier I was expecting. So she like looks closer and she's like, oh wait, these are custom M&Ms.
I love custom M&Ms.
Did you have some at your birthday?
I did that for my 13th birthday. That was everyone's party favor.
Are those expensive or is it like super cheap?
I mean, inflation since it's been 15 years.
Is it M&M brand or is it like a knockoff brand?
No, you do it on the M&M website.
Oh my God.
And you can like put photos, you can do like text.
Oh my God. Well, speaking of photos and text, she looks close and she sees a photo of like a child. She's like, that's so funny. Like, what is this baby photo doing on these M&Ms? Then she looks at some of the other M&Ms. Okay. And it had, I'll make up a fake name because I don't want this to get back to whoever it is. So half the M&Ms have this picture of a baby's face. Okay. That she has no idea who it is. She's like, huh? The other half of the M&Ms have a name on it, like a girl's name, like Gaia something.
Nah, Gaia. Also like M&M, like the way that they do it, it's like almost like Etch-a-Sketch. Like it's not good. So I would be scared if I got a baby's Etch-a-Sketch photo on an M&M.
Okay. So she's like incredibly embarrassed. She's like, what the hell is this? Okay. She knew something was coming from her man's, but like, she's also like, what is this? There's a note. So she opens the note and like reads the letter. Of course she like reads it out loud because everyone's like, read it out loud. The first line, hoping you open this in private.
No, you should have texted her.
Why deliver it to her office? Deliver it to her house.
Why would you not text and be like, no, okay.
And apparently the name, I forget exactly what the name was. That was basically like he had joked about that would be their baby's name. He took the photos of her and him, put it on a baby like generator site. The photo of the baby on the M&M is their baby that he put together.
He would have saved money if he just sent regular M&Ms.
Or flowers.
I feel bad
no,
for him.
No, Remy, don't feel bad.
But like, no, I feel bad. I feel badly for her. I feel badly for him. What a horrible idea.
Horrible.
And are they still together?
She's like, oh my God, automatic ick. I can't even picture him like on the M&M website, like on a baby generator.
No, okay, like it's no, sweet. Like, no, like 2 months in is too early for that. That's the thing.
And then also just knowing him and his personality, she was like, this is so out of pocket for him. And it was Valentine's Day. She's like, oh my God. So they have dinner reservations.
Oh no, my man.
So they have dinner reservations and she goes and meets up, like she goes and meets up with him and she's like, oh my God, dude, like this isn't going to work. Like this is just, this is not going to work. She broke up with him that night on Valentine's Day.
That's obviously just a lot more serious than she was expecting.
Yeah.
That's really.
And he was like heartbroken and all this stuff. And again, he was just like this big, like athlete dude.
Wait, why do I feel bad for him?
Remy, no. Like, if that was my story, you'd be like, oh my God, no, that's like too much. That's too much.
It's too much, but I feel bad for him.
I'm like, dude, who in what world did you think that was a good idea?
Cal and I didn't talk about the idea of having children until like 2 years.
That's what I mean. Like, even a year. As a joke, it would be funny when you're in 3 years with a relationship. You know what I mean? Like, oh, this is
now
funny.
If I got it, I'd be like, that's hilarious.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I mean, but no, like, I get it. I feel badly for him because it's like really sad. Like, that's really sad that he thought that was a good idea. That's why I feel bad.
I'm like, ah. Like,
and then he got dumped on Valentine's Day.
I know. But like, dude. Also, why ask for links to things if you're not going to buy
them? Well, that too, that makes it almost a little bit worse, I think.
At dinner, we were talking about icks for the longest time.
Yeah.
And then I mentioned, I was like, oh my God, on TikTok, I saw that one. The one, it's like, if this doesn't give you the ick, then I don't know. And it was this guy like snorkeling and swimming. And then the camera goes underneath and you see him like kicking with his flippers. And it was the funniest thing ever. And I'm sure, or I look horrible when I'm doing that too.
I mean, I've gotten videos back from like boat tour people. Yeah. And I'm like, I get the ick from myself kicking in the ocean.
No, literally.
So is she single now?
No, she's talking to someone else.
I love
different
that.
Different guy. Yeah, but she likes him. But I literally was like, that is my worst
That's
nightmare.
A really crazy story.
Also, I hope you open this in private.
Yeah, why wouldn't you warrant a text with that?
Like, it was a literal movie moment. And I was like, that's not normal. And she's like, oh, I have so many more stories where that comes from. And I was like, what's it like? I want to be that way. I want to be someone who's like, yeah, here's my book of like crazy dating stories. And I'm like, see, I just don't get myself in those situations.
Oh.
Even her, I was like, dude, I wish I had the balls to like break up with someone on Valentine's Day. Like, because she was just like, no, I just didn't want to lead him on.
I have this friend that was with this guy for like 4 years, I think it was. They weren't living together and he was a professional athlete.
Oh my God.
And they weren't together, but he was like, he started just growing very, very distant as time went on. And as like, she could kind of feel like they were probably going to break up. Like he was just pulling away a lot, but their anniversary, their 4 year anniversary was coming up right as like, she was kind of feeling the distance. And so she was like, unsure, like, are we going to be together? Are we not? Like, are we going to do the gift thing? Like what's going to happen? And he ended up for their 4 year anniversary, giving her a $15 Dunkin' Donuts gift card.
You're fucking kidding me.
I swear.
Wait,
and
you've literally never told me the story.
Off the record. It's poor girl.
Oh,
poor girl. Back on the record.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know.
A $15.
I know. And then they broke up. And I forget if she kept the gift card or not.
See, but like,
I hope she used it.
Oh, I hope she used it.
I hope she used it.
All right, this is for everybody listening. Whether you are a really fantastic chef, whether you are an amateur chef, or whether you don't know what you're doing in the kitchen at all, do not worry. HelloFresh is coming to save you guys. I obviously love cooking. I love being in the kitchen. I'd say I'm a pretty decent chef. And I still love HelloFresh so much because I think it just takes the thinking out of cooking, out of meals. It just makes life so much easier and every meal is absolutely delicious. If you're an amateur chef, it's great to obviously use to brush up on your skills. And if you are not a great chef at all, and you're like my wonderful fiance, Cal, who pretty much knows how to make one thing and that's it, it is fabulous for you. I am sitting here after eating a delicious meal that my fiance made me that was honestly so gourmet that he would have never been able to make had it not been for HelloFresh. He made me these delicious pork chops with this like butter sauce. It was so good. Also with homemade mashed potatoes and these garlicky green beans. It was fabulous. A very nice, well-balanced meal. It was so good. And I'm just so proud of him. And thank you, HelloFresh, for honestly just like coming in clutch because I got to get work done while he was making me this gourmet dinner. And then I got to eat and go to bed. And it was fabulous. So I love HelloFresh because, as I said, it just makes everything so easy. A box literally shows up on your doorstep and there are so many options for you to choose from. You know, they have like a fresh fall lineup that's perfect for the season with delicious dinners and so many things to choose from. They have 40 weekly recipes that suit your lifestyle from veggie to family friendly to fit and wholesome. Also, there's so much more than just dinners. You can also stock up your fridge with like easy breakfasts, quick lunches, fresh snacks. And if you're like us and you have a really busy fall schedule that doesn't always leave you with time to spare, HelloFresh makes it so easy so that you don't have to spend your whole night in the kitchen doing all the dishes, all the things. Truly, guys, they are so fabulous. They have such high quality ingredients and they also give you these recipe cards that have photos on them that make it seriously so easy a monkey could do it. So if you guys are interested, go to HelloFresh.com/50basic and use code 50basic for 50% off plus 15% off the next 2 months. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/50basic and use code 50basic for 50% off plus 15% off the next 2 months.
Okay, we got to stop the pod real quick because if you're into watching live videos, it's been my new obsession and I find it so fascinating. Even as a creator, it's really nice because you don't have to edit anything. You literally just go live. But I've been loving watching other people go live. And in case you didn't know, Macy's goes live every Tuesday and Thursday at 12 p.m. and 4 p.m. for Macy's Live, hosted by top fashion and beauty experts and influencers covering everything you need to feel good in your personal style. Honestly, this is perfect if you have a love for fashion, but maybe you get a little overwhelmed or nervous trying certain pieces or trends. It literally feels like you're just chatting with your best friend. You're on a live watch. It almost feels like you're on a FaceTime. Like you're just watching them. They give you tips. They show you the latest trends, how to work them for you and your personal style, and maybe even like finding new twists on your go-to favorites and wearing things in different ways you never expected to wear. So seriously, if you have not watched some of the lives, you definitely, definitely need to watch Macy's Live. Also check out Live Beauty for insider tips on new beauty releases, how-tos, and must-have products that your routine needs now. Honestly, these lives remind me of like old YouTube, and you guys know old YouTube tutorials and stuff is just so superior, whether it's fashion or beauty, and you learn so much good stuff and it just feels like you're chatting with your friends and it's seriously amazing. So go to Macy's.com/Macy's Live. Plus, check out even more at Live Home, Live Gifts, and Live Specials. So tune in live, watch all previous episodes, and get a sneak peek at upcoming episodes at Macy's.com/Macy's Live. Also, to make it easier, Macy's Life is now available on the Macy's app because they love making things even easier for you.
If my ex got me something really nice and I was able to separate it, like I would use it or keep it. Like if it was
you would keep it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would keep it.
If you got engaged and then broke off the engagement, would you keep the ring? Or
why did we break up?
I guess
if he was a fucking dick, I'd be like, fuck you, I'm keeping it just for the principle of like
pawn it off.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna sell that shit. But if it was like a mutual whatever, I would for sure give it back.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay, I feel
for
the same
sure,
way.
For sure. But if like, you can't cheat on me and then expect me to give you the ring back. Like, no.
Yeah. I get
fucking
that.
Eat that money.
Or jewelry that you received during your relationship.
Yeah, like if someone got me like nice diamond earrings or something.
I think gifts are okay. I think the ring is like a little bit.
The ring's a little
unprecedented territory.
Again, unless you fucking got some other girl pregnant or something, I like you can have the ring back.
Speaking of which, how do people like that Ashley story?
Oh my God. The literal response for that was insane. And it's funny too, just because any viewers who also watch my sister Ashley and like heard that story about the guy getting another girl pregnant. And just like that whole thing, like literally people are like, my mouth is on the floor. It just makes it so different knowing it's Ashley because I feel like she's so put together.
Yeah.
Like I don't know. I just feel like she never shares crazy stories like that.
Yeah.
Obviously they have their podcast, but her and Taryn's podcast is so much more about other people's drama versus like crazy wild nights and dating stories. So
also like when she was going through it and we were there, we were like gagged every day. But then to like come back years later and hear it all at once, you're like, oh my God, that poor girl.
No, literally I was like, what?
The audacity some men have, I swear to God.
What are your thoughts on the guy asking for the ring back? Like if you have an engagement and you break up, he's not being that nice about it. He's like, oh, well, like, can I have the ring back? Like, I feel like part of me would be like, fuck you, no.
I think it depends again, like why we're breaking up. If like someone cheated or something like that, then no, it's mine.
But if it's like a family heirloom situation.
But
if you still cheated, I'd be like.
Yeah, if I got cheated on, I think it would be, I don't think I would give anything back. But.
Me, I did give it back.
To the pawn shop?
No, literally, I'm like, I don't have it. I gave it back. I'm like, I melted that shit down. I'm like, see my new earrings?
You meed it. You threw it.
I tuck my hair behind my ears and I have like new diamond earrings. It's like, that looks just like the ring.
Have you and Mia talked about when she threw your ring or no?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Fucking Mia. Literally, the Cartier ring, she like threw it. When we stopped being friends, she like threw it in a moment of rage, as she would say. Where I wear mine every day. I don't have it on right now because I'm wearing gold because she's a gold girl. I'm just either all silver or all gold. I'm trying to mix them more. Really trying.
I feel like that was a thing of like the early 2000s is like you don't mix metals. And now it's like the chic girls are mixing metals.
I know, but we didn't mix metals today. However, I wear it all the time because to me, I'm like, dude, it's a car. Like, I'm going to wear it. Like, yeah. I love the ring. But to her, I was like, why'd you throw it? At least sell it. At least make some money for your rent.
And then you guys did your metal detector to find it.
Yes,
right?
That was
But you
so
never
funny.
Found it?
No.
Ugh. I want Mia to come back on the pod.
Oh no, I would love. When
and
you were gone,
chit chat.
When you had a family emergency, oh my God, when you were gone, I like hit her up and I was like, are you free to come on the pod? Because I was like, that'd be such a good episode. But she was out of town. But she was like, no, I would literally any other week. So she should come on.
I would love. We'd have so much fun.
No, I would love.
She is like one of my favorite people in the world because she and I have such similar senses of humor. Mm-hmm. Like all we do all day is just send TikToks back and forth of like very niche, most of the time Disney Channel humor things. And if I'm like going to sit down to show somebody funny TikToks, I'll just go to her in my text chain and just like pull them up. I would love. I think it'd be a fun episode and we could just.
I would love it. I think she was on 2 years ago.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Cause I had just, it was 2021.
That was a hard episode too, because there's still like some tension.
Yeah.
But like now all has dissipated.
Yes.
Moving on. I'm just here to say I told you so. And Addison Rae is the pop icon of our generation. I'm just here to say I told you so. I sat here on this couch a year ago, actually that couch a year ago, and I had sang a little snippet of this new song that I heard called To Die For. And you and Cal questioned me and said it, you know, blank stares, not much added to the conversation. A year fast forward, she has released the song and she has saved pop music.
She has a lot of pressure on her shoulders to save pop music.
And she did it.
I think she did.
I know she did.
And you know what's funny is, so many thoughts. One, you're right.
Thank you.
Two, to my defense, I didn't know what it was then. But once I heard it, I was like, oh, this is good. Because then we'd always sing it.
Yeah.
Three, we all should have known when she ended up taking a song that Gaga had sang that it was a done deal.
Yeah.
Do I personally think Gaga sounded better? Yes. Because I am a little monster. Okay. Mm. To each their own.
To each their own.
But I think she did a really good job.
I like To Die For. That, like that one from Nothing. Which one is the Lady Gaga song? Is it Nothing On But The Radio?
Yes.
Okay. Nothing I like that one, but I love To Die For.
To Die For is good. And honestly, is there a music video out yet?
I don't think she's going to do any, to be honest. Really? I think she simply dropped this to feed us and then left.
Wow. Saving pop.
I just think, I don't know. I love that also, like, it's so unserious. Like, I know she's not being serious with it, and that's why I respect
really?
It so much.
Really? I think she is, no?
Oh, I personally think she was doing it for fun. I think at the time it felt very serious, but then she decided to not do music, and now it feels like fun. And I think that's why it's so fun.
Here's my hot take. Business Alicia coming in. I think I take her more serious now as a singer because she took this break.
Yeah.
Where before it felt like not a cash grab, but it's just like the normal pipeline influencer.
Yeah,
like,
to pop
you
star.
You have a follow influencer to pop star, you know. I think Addison Rae actually will be so much more successful in music because she took this break. And even whether it was intentional or orchestrated or whatever, like her team's done a really good job. I take her so much more seriously now as a singer.
Supply and demand.
Exactly.
Those leaks were probably her team
totally.
Left me waiting.
Totally.
And I was fully okay with just listening to the leaks. But then when she dropped it, now everyone is so excited about it.
Also, did she do one performance or no?
She did Obsessed, that live one, but she was lip singing, but like still looked incredible.
I know, but I remember after that, she was supposed to do one more and then backed out or something like that, right?
Oh.
Anyways, I feel like before it felt rushed and now I actually take her more serious. And I think she could save pop music. If she
Addison
continues.
Rae to headline Coachella 2024.
Maybe not 2024. I would love Miley to headline Coachella.
I think
she's my number one. Oh, used to be young.
Okay, see,
you hate it?
No, I like it, but I really like Selena's single Soon.
See, I like Miley's better, but that kind of fits our personalities. I'm such a nostalgic bitch. Like, I like reminisce too much on the past.
I saw Miley at Lollapalooza whenever I went, and it was the best set that I've ever seen in my life. Like, at a festival. Incredible. She's such a good singer, and she's so powerful with her ballads, but I want to just dance, and I want to put on my shoes.
But you're such a Selena girly.
I love Selena so much. I'm a Selenator. And you're a Smiler.
I am. I'm a little monster. Wow.
Who's your number one? Number one.
Honestly, I think I have to say Taylor.
That's right. We did figure out that you're a Swiftie.
I think I just have, like, it's such a different level. But Gaga is amazing. Like, I love Lady Gaga.
We never discussed Ariana on the pod. I know a lot of people actually were asking me what are my opinions being a Tiny Elephant / Arianator / Ariana Grande fan.
Tiny Elephant.
Yeah, it was like this like fandom name from the very beginning.
Yeah, no one's asked my opinion of Ariana's scandal.
Oh, I feel very conflicted about it. To be honest, at first I was like, do I not listen to her music anymore? But then I put on Sweetener and I forgot about it. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, I there was a time where I was like, I don't agree with her actions, obviously. I do think it's easy to look at her dating history and see that at a glance. I will say there were with every, I mean, it's hard because it's obviously like a pattern and it's something that we shouldn't ignore. But at the same time, I did see a lot of people saying that like Naya Rivera had spoken about how like in multiple interviews, she had said like, actually, you know, I didn't say that. I said this instead, like kind of corrected the story.
The
and like, yeah. And then something else happened with another one of the girlfriends, ex-girlfriends of Ariana's ex-boyfriend. So like there were a few things where I was like, I it's easy to look at everything as one, but I also don't want to be like an Ariana apologist and be like, it's fine. I think what she did is beyond fucked up. Mm-hmm. I think he is obviously just as half to blame, if not more, because he obviously has, he had a family and a child and a wife. But I think the one thing that I know for sure that I feel is that it's really weird that she just keeps posting about her perfumes and her foundation. And I watched her Q&As and she was like kind of poking fun at things and it kind of made me feel a little weird about things.
Okay. Yes to all of that. We can all agree, or maybe 90% of us can agree. It's just after everything that's come out, I'm on the side of TikTok that's like, it's just clear she's not a girl's girl and she never has been.
Yeah.
I believe that. Do I know this bitch? No, I don't at all. Is she totally fine and unbothered by my opinion? Absolutely. Yes.
She's going to be fine without hearing this podcast.
She is fine.
She's got her foundation out and pink cloud.
She's literally spraying herself with her perfume like slay. Like she's fine. But overall, I was just like, okay, it's what sucks about it all of this stuff is very character driven versus like we all fuck up. We're all human. We all make mistakes. And I think what's hard about this situation is it's like such a repeated thing. That's like, oh, this is who you are.
Yeah.
That's what's hard. That. But I do think there was like a little sliver moment where I was like, okay, I'm so curious how she's going to respond to this. Please, please, please like address it because I feel like that'll fix a lot. Right.
Yeah.
But because she's like so big and such a superstar, like I know her whole team's like, don't address anything.
Yeah, just keep it moving.
Promo all your stuff. And I'm like, oh, I feel like that's such a bad look.
It like as someone who's a fan, and also like I'm not just a normal fan who likes her music. Like I was someone who like went to multiple concerts of every show, would buy merch, would buy every perfume, mm-hmm. like wanted to buy REM. Like I literally put when the first drop came out, like I made an alarm because I was so excited to support. Like that's, I think, like I'm not a crazy, crazy super fan, but I'm like a very big fan. I have been since like before Victorious. I don't know. It made me sad.
It makes you not want to buy the new stuff.
Yeah.
Cause you're like, oh,
am I intrigued by Pink Cloud? Yes. Am I buying it? No.
Hey, I'm sure there's a dupe.
The thing is, it is a dupe for something else already.
You're right.
I'm bummed out for sure.
Yeah.
I hope that it's interesting though with cancel culture is like, I do think that we should give people the stage to change their actions and to learn from their mistakes. And like, we're all human. We all make mistakes. But I do think, I think when someone is a repeat offender and keeps like doing things, then I do think that maybe they should have their platform removed because obviously they shouldn't have people to influence. But I do hope that she has learned and improves because at the end of the day, an innocent mom and wife and child are suffering now. But again, a lot falls on the guy too. He sucks.
Oh, SpongeBob, ew. So the other night I was on Hinge. It actually was really funny. I was over at my sister's house and she had her boyfriend and a friend over who she actually, LOL, she met her boyfriend on Hinge too.
Yes.
Which is funny. But I was sitting next to our friend and she's like, so Alicia, are you on any apps? Like this is like 2 hours into us hanging out. And then as she turned, I literally scream and show her my phone because I was on Hinge. Like I literally was like, hello.
She read your mind.
No, it was so funny. So I just thought that was a funny little story. But
any cute contenders?
Oh my God, so many.
I do really think when I was on the apps, Hinge had the cutest guys.
Yeah.
And I mean that wholeheartedly.
My favorite thing about it is, especially because obviously I want my perfect person, but I do feel like I just want to be in the dating scene a little bit. It's nice being able to have intentions when dating. And if I see that someone is, it'll say like looking for a serious relationship or looking for marriage, I'm like, okay, if this person's looking for marriage, like maybe I'm not the right person for them yet, just because I do feel like I have a little bit more. I don't want to waste their time if that's what they're looking for. Like, I'm not saying it wouldn't work, but it just helps like save both people's time, energy, hearts, money.
Yeah. No, it's
you
true.
Know what I mean? So I like when I see someone that has looking for a short-term relationship but open to a long one, or looking for, you know, here for just friends.
Just for fun.
Yeah. And yeah. I really, really love the intentions. And I think that's why it's such a successful app. Obviously, you and Cal and Ashley and her boyfriend, like, mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. No, I think that the dating intentions are absolutely great because then it saves you from having to have that awkward like DTR question relationship conversation of like, what are we? What are you looking for? And you just know right off the bat, it saves time. It just saves heartbreak. It saves all the sorts of things.
Also, the reason why I like it is because it makes it less awkward to bring up because you can say, hey, I saw on your profile, you said you're looking for marriage or you're here for just friends. Like, what made you say that? Like, when was your last relationship? It just like, it gives you that little bridge and the app is just like there to help you get to that conversation without it being weird.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys should download Hinge and share your dating intentions to find someone worth deleting the app for.
I DoorDashed this morning.
Oh, perfect. That was a good song.
I DoorDashed this morning. This next ad read is perfect because I quite literally DoorDashed this morning my breakfast burrito that you had a bite of.
Ooh, and my smoothie that I'm drinking.
And the smoothie that you're drinking.
So good.
I love convenience. That's not a shocker here. But what I really love is getting food and groceries delivered. I mean, sign me up.
I swear sometimes I'll be in the middle of doing a Cooking with Remy recipe or I try my best to plan to get all my ingredients before I start cooking. But I swear almost every time I didn't anticipate being almost out of butter or that the soy sauce is almost gone or I don't have maple syrup or something like that. So being able to DoorDash my groceries in such a quick amount of time in under an hour is so great when I'm in a pinch and I'm trying to bulk film and do all the things. So it's absolutely amazing for whether you're, you know, getting your lunch or if you need groceries.
And that's what I love because we've used DoorDash to deliver our restaurant favorites and meals and stuff like that. But you can also get your groceries delivered.
They have thousands of grocery stores to choose from and you'll find the best in your neighborhood and boost your local economy with each and every order. And what I love is you'll get exactly what you ordered or they'll make it right. So you can sit back and enjoy all of your groceries like you picked them yourself.
And if you want even more value, you can save on all your grocery and restaurant favorites with a $0 delivery fee on all eligible orders with a DashPass membership.
With easy substitutions right in the app and best-in-class customer support, DoorDash delivers groceries exactly how you want it.
So get 50% off your first DoorDash order up to a $20 value when you use code PRETTY2023 at checkout. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
That's 50% off up to a $20 no minimum subtotal and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code PRETTY2023.
Don't forget that's code PRETTY2023 for 50% off your first order with DoorDash.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
How do you feel about the Scooter Braun stuff?
Again, Swiftie over here, y'all.
Yeah.
Swiftie over here. She literally said, I gave the envelope to the FBI. Okay? She literally said it. And the next thing I know, I read that the FBI is involved.
So the FBI is involved with Scooter Braun? Is that currently what's happening?
Oh, that's a rumor I read.
Okay, okay. Allegedly.
Allegedly read. Was it a document on TikTok? Yes. But I read it.
Allegedly. I do think that it's just interesting that coincidentally, so many people are leaving.
See, and I feel so torn with like, I hate how much I just assume the negative in people sometimes. But like, what I hate is I'm like, people aren't dropping him because now they just discovered something and they don't align their values with him. It's because it's like, oh, I need to save my face and I can't be associated with you.
Well, that's what I saw people were saying. That's why it's happening. Do you think that's why it is?
Someone like Ariana, who's been with him for years. I don't believe there's this huge secret that no one knew. Like, I don't know what the allegations are or what's happening. Obviously, it's more than him just like cheating on his wife. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's obviously something big. I just hate how a lot of these clients probably knew what was going on. What?
I was going to make a joke, but I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
I just feel like a lot of these clients probably already knew, but now it's like, oh, I need to save my face. Like, that's the energy it's giving. But I hate that I think that way, because maybe it's not. Maybe it really is. And they're like, oh my God, I don't support you. But I'm just like, this is all so weird. Obviously, the FBI is involved, which means tax fraud or something like that.
In a dream world, obviously, when everything went down with Taylor, I'm sure as a Swiftie and just like as a woman, you would have hoped that like a lot of other of his clients would have left as well in solidarity. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them didn't, which granted, we don't know contracts. We don't know if they weren't able to leave. We don't know any of that kind of stuff.
Karma to everyone. Karma to fucking everyone.
She just finished her Mexico tour stops. And I saw that she really is such a nice woman. She paid for all of her truck drivers to stay at the Four Seasons. And then she rented a house like in a certain area. And I saw this girl that made a TikTok who was like, they didn't release the information of where she was staying until after she had left Mexico. And this girl was like, do you see your consequences have actions? They respected where she was staying and they got Cornelia Street.
I'm dead. Also, I saw that Justin actually left him forever ago. Is that true?
I mean, Justin sold all his music anyways. His backlog. Yeah. So, and he hasn't been music, right?
Now I'm like, did he purposely sell that for a reason? So like Scooter couldn't get it the way he did like Taylor's. You know what I mean?
Ugh.
Like there was so much. I'm just,
poor
there's,
Taylor.
Here's the thing. There's so much that we just don't know.
Yeah.
There's just so fucking much.
There's also so much that we think we know that we probably don't even have correct.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Like, again, it's like when people make assumptions about our lives or like, they're like, are you guys fighting? And we're like, we just like haven't seen each other. Yeah. We're like, LOL, no.
Yeah. Like, or they're like, the vibes are off in the episode. And I'm like, I'm just tired. I'm sorry. Yes.
Going back to Justin and Scooter, which obviously I can't imagine. I mean, even my manager I've been with for like, I've known her for 10 years, but like she didn't discover me when I was 12. That's such an interesting dynamic to just keep into account of the fact of like Justin's whole life wouldn't be what it was if it wasn't for Scooter, which obviously he's still so talented and he would have gone places, I'm sure, but we won't know what that lifeline would have looked like. You know what I mean? So I'm sure he feels like indebted to him in a lot of ways, just to be a fly on the wall.
I'm sure there's a level of Stockholm syndrome also, considering that he's all he knows. I'm sure a part of him thinks it like feels like he has this life because of him, which is not true because he's so, so talented. Also, justice for Idina Menzel. No one's bringing up the fact that she also left too. Justice for Elphaba and Elsa.
I had no idea she was with Scooter.
I didn't either. What did John Travolta say for her name for that award thing?
Adele
Dazeem. Yeah. Poor girl. Hasn't she had it hard enough?
Oh my God. I saw if you're a millennial, you will laugh at this. I saw a hilarious joke. I'm scrolling on Instagram last night. It said, pop star Protozoa has left long-term manager of 23 years, Scooter Braun. And I literally screamed. I died laughing. I was like, this is so funny. It's so, so funny.
You should be Xenon for Halloween.
I would love.
That'd be a really good costume.
I would love.
What was the song from was it?
Zoom, zoom, zoom. Make my heart go boom, boom, boom.
I was thinking of come on and zoom, come on and zoom.
Oh my God.
That was PBS, right?
No idea.
I think that was a PBS show. What was your favorite show growing up?
Honestly, Lizzie McGuire was like, oh, you mean like younger?
Oh, just in general.
I also loved Rugrats. Loved Rocket Power. I wanted to be Reggie. I thought she was so cool. I would go outside with my skateboard and my knee pads and my elbow pads and my helmet. And I would just like pretend I was her. I wasn't the biggest Hey Arnold fan.
I loved, that was my fave.
Really?
Hey Arnold and Out of the Box. Out of the Box.
Out of the Box?
When I was a kid, PB&J Otter, I loved.
No, I didn't like PB&J Otter. I would watch it, but it was one of those shows when I was sick.
Oh.
That would be, you know, like.
It was just on during
so
that time.
You're so excited to stay home. And then you're home and there's nothing good to watch until later. And then you're like, you finally realize TV programming and like how it used to be, which like now it wouldn't be that way.
Did you ever, with streaming, did you ever lie about being sick?
I could rarely get away with it, but there was a few times I could.
And would you just like,
I never went through like great lengths to stay home from school.
Schoolisha,
yeah.
She
obviously
had work to do.
I needed perfect attendance.
Yeah, you needed the content.
Yeah, but there definitely was a few times, but not that much. I feel like I was a pretty good kid that way.
I did the thermometer under the hot water.
See,
I would do the hair dryer. The hair dryer on the forehead was like a solid one for me.
I feel like that, I learned that from Liz McGuire. She's like,
I probably did too. Yeah. Oh, yes, you're right. Yeah. Yeah, there was a few times I did those. I stayed home a lot.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
No, it was bad. It was really bad.
Well, this episode has been a full tangent of a bunch of things, but so nice to catch up. I will say we are recording this currently on August 29th. We can cut this later if my calculations are not correct, but I believe by the next time we record, I will be engaged.
Rem, I love you, but like, I don't, we our brains work so differently.
How so?
I just like, I feel like I wouldn't say a peep if I thought that. You know what
Why
I mean?
Not?
No, but I love that. You showed me a whole new way of
and
life.
And you can cut it
exactly
later.
Like,
if it doesn't happen, okay, then this will never see the light of day.
Get me in. True.
But if it does, I would love to look back on my thought process and show my kids this one day.
Wait, I love that.
Before it happened.
I truly want 3 or 4 times me to be somewhere where I think it's happening and it not happen. Like, okay. I'm not insane. Okay. I'm like, I want to be thrown off.
I will
Which
plan
is clearly why I'm like, oh, I wonder if he's throwing you off. Like, I think for me, you know, when you've had like birthday surprises and like you kind of see it coming and it feels a little like, and like it just ruins the surprise. Like, I like surprise. I love surprises. So I think because it's hard to surprise me, like the times I have been actually surprised mean so much to me because I'm like, holy shit, I didn't see this coming. Like, you guys went through so much effort to like make sure I didn't find out or like blah, 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 blah. Like, so that's just like my point of view with it. Like, I remember one time specifically, my flip camera, which was my first real camera that I filmed my YouTube videos on after using Ashley's computer, because it's probably why she got it for me. I didn't tell a single soul I wanted that camera, but like she got it for me. And I just remember being like, how the hell did you, like, it literally like made me like want to cry. Cause I was just like, oh my God, I never said anything. Like, how do you know? Like, and it was just like, oh my God, like little things like that, like just like make me so happy. But I also, again, I do like surprises that way. I don't like the attention of surprises. So I definitely wouldn't want anything in a public area or like both sides of the family, not my thing, but also makes sense because I don't have a big family. So I think that just feels weird to me. I'm 50-50.
I'm 90-10 solely because when I got back from the airport, he was all lovey-lovey and he's been super lovey-lovey.
I'm like, is he smart enough to like throw you off?
I don't think it's a matter of being smart or not. I think it's just when he feels ready to.
No. But like in my head, I'm like, I'm curious if this is truly just a getaway and he's doing that to throw you off.
I just don't really care to be surprised that much. I would rather know. I'm so happy that I am not 1,000% sure if it's happening or not, but like it might happen. Yeah. And I'm prepped if it happens. I just want to be prepped. Even with like Lauren and Jeremy, he was like, I'm taking you on a trip. And she's like, it's happening.
Yeah.
I'm like, when you're in it, like, you know, yeah, you have a feeling, you have a gut feeling. Yeah. And I'm so excited to see what happens. The only thing that I don't want is like a public restaurant or like something where that's just the only thing that I've ever felt. Or like a flash mob. Like, I want it to be a private moment.
I would hate a flash mob.
I don't care if like family's hiding in the bushes. I don't care if they're not. I'm very excited for just like our intimate moment together. And I'm very happy that I am prepped on things that I can prep, like what I'm going to wear and how my hair is going to look and my nails. Cause like, that's just what I want.
Yeah.
I saw this really funny TikTok that went viral of this girl where she got proposed to on a cliff and she goes, you proposed and I'm in sweatpants. And she was wearing sweatpants. I'm like, that's not what I want. That would make me very sad.
Alex Cooper? She was in sweatpants? Oh, no. He told
that was
her
a different
to put
girl,
it on.
Too. But like, yeah, that's just not what I want personally. Yeah. I'm like, I have very small asks, but we'll see. Maybe the next time I'm back, it'll happen. And if not, this will never see the light of day.
No, it will eventually. I know. I just, again, next week we may come into a Q&A.
That's fine. That's fine with me.
I'm so excited to like just see how everything plays out.
Me too.
I just don't want you to have like too high expectations and then you be upset and be like, ugh.
I mean, if not, I just went on a very relaxing trip, but we'll see.
Anyways, I feel like this is the perfect time to say thank you so much for watching Pretty Basic. We love you guys so much. And we will see you guys really, really soon with a new episode.
Love you guys.
Love
Bye.
You guys. Oh, wait. If you stay this long, comment below a strawberry emoji. Okay. Love you. Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.